Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. Next month, the Supreme Court will hear a case that could overturn the Affordable Care Act. Advocates say that it's a likely scenario if Amy Coney Barrett gets confirmed to the court. California stands to lose billions of dollars in federal funding if the court strikes it down. Cap Radio's healthcare reporter Sammy Caola lays out what it would mean.
3 million Californians gained insurance in the years following the Obamacare rollout. That's because the ACA expanded Medicaid to include people with pre-existing conditions and single low-income people who weren't eligible before. All those people would stand to lose their coverage if the Supreme Court strikes down the law. Republican attorneys general from Texas and other states say that because the Trump administration eliminated the federal penalty for not carrying insurance, the whole statute is unconstitutional. The court is expected to hear the case November 10th. Anthony Wright is with advocacy group Health Access.
As we took advantage to gain the most from the Affordable Care Act, we in California have the most to lose from the Affordable Care Act being struck down.
The statute also created Covered California, the individual marketplace where people can shop for health plans. The federal government gives California funding to keep all those people covered and help them afford their premiums. Laurel Lucia is a health policy expert at UC Berkeley.
Policymakers would be facing a lot of hard decisions about how to respond. Over $28 billion in federal funding would be very difficult for the states to replace.
LGBTQ groups and Planned Parenthood also say access to gender-based care and reproductive health services could be limited if the act is struck down. Sammy Caola, Cap Radio News.
California's Republican Party can continue collecting ballots and storing them in boxes, according to the state's top election official. But Scott Rodd from Cap Radio in Sacramento reports an investigation is ongoing.
The California GOP drew a strong reaction from Secretary of State Alex Padilla after deploying unauthorized ballot boxes. But threats of legal action from the state have cooled off. After receiving a cease and desist letter Monday, the party outlined its plan moving forward. Boxes would be attended by staff at all times, and ballots would be delivered to county election officials within 72 hours, as required by state law. Padilla said the state has issued subpoenas to learn the exact number and location of boxes. The Secretary of State says his office will continue to monitor the GOP's ballot collection activities to ensure it complies with the law. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
President Trump has reversed FEMA's effort to withhold emergency aid to victims with the most of the California wildfires. Governor Gavin Newsom announced Friday he's spoken by phone with the president that money would be released. Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols says Newsom was not the only elected official from California who was lobbying the president.
We also know that Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of Bakersfield was in touch with the president about this. Congressman Tom McClintock also said today that the president was committed to reversing FEMA's decision. McClintock's district includes the Creek Fire area near Fresno.
Today is California's online voter registration deadline. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols has some details on what that means.
Californians have a lot of options for how to register to vote ahead of Election Day, but you'll lose one of those at midnight, which is
the registration deadline. If you're going to register online in time to get a ballot still sent to you in the mail.
That's Sacramento County election spokesperson Jana Haynes. The deadline applies to voters in every county. You can go to registertovote.ca.gov or search for it on the Secretary of State's website. Even if you miss today's deadline, you still have more chances.
We now have voter registration in person that can happen all the way up through Election Day on November 3rd.
You can sign up at your county elections office, or later this week, you can register at the first vote centers to open in 15 counties. Finally, you can do what's called same-day voter registration on Election Day at any polling location. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
Distance learning is a struggle for many California families, but a pair of new polls suggest most parents don't want to send their kids back to school yet. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
A survey by the Education Trust West shows only 35% of California parents say their child's distance learning has been successful this fall. That's way down from 57% at the beginning of the pandemic. But an unrelated poll commissioned by the California Teachers Association shows only 10% of parents want a full-on return to classrooms. 40% want hybrid learning, and half say schools should be fully remote. Distance learning has been particularly difficult for some families. More than 6 months into the pandemic, majorities of Latinos and low-income parents still report issues with internet and technology access. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Tune in to the San Francisco Board of Education meeting tomorrow, October 20th at 3 p.m. This meeting will include a presentation from the SFUSD African American Parent Advisory Council. School board will also discuss a policy related to Lowell High School admissions for fall of 2021 and other topics. You can join the link. You can find the link and join the virtual meeting on klw.org.